Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Adam White, she's game on.
Yeah, g'day, Sam. Look, it is. It was a peculiar game of cricket yesterday, considering how slow it was, and Ash Chandrasinghe 46 off 266 balls. So, I mean, that's never happened before. So that's how peculiar it is. But I do think what he did was he has given Victoria a chance, because had he not done what he did, I think they would have probably been all out for 120, and it could have been a real issue for them. But now they're going to post a score. They get a situation where they bowl last with Todd Murphy, and there's a fair bit of spin around on day one. It is a five-day match, the Shield final, so there's no necessarily any need to rush. But yeah, it was just powers of concentration. He didn't get flustered when a lot of the others did. It was quite extraordinary.
Yeah, can you let us into the psyche of the young man, if you don't mind, Whitey? So he's 21 years of age, and he's had to work hard for his chance as well. But as you say, he refused to be flustered. His levels of patience, I mean, I'm not sure if you're barracks for St Kilda or whatever, but incredible patience and composure at the crease.
Yeah, and he's a very calm, measured, polite young man, quite intelligent, but just someone that is very, very calm under pressure and someone that backs his defence. Now, I still think he's very much a work in progress. Now, for the cricket nuffies out there, you'll understand what I'm about to say. He does stay leg side of the ball. Now, what I mean by that, he doesn't step inside and sort of tuck it behind square leg for ones and twos, like, say, a Mark Taylor did as a opening batsman, a left-hander with that angle. So he does tend to find it difficult at times to score, as we saw yesterday. But he knows where his off stump is, and he backs his defence. And I think he's so much still a work in progress. As you said, he's just turned 21. Mm. So he's only going to get better. But he's almost like an upside-down young cricketer, in the sense that a lot of the young cricketers coming through have got all the shots, but they don't have the temperament, they don't have the patience, and they don't have the defence. They have to then work on that, whereas Ash is the other way around. That expansive play, that stepping inside the line and getting the easy singles off the thigh pad as a left-hander, they're things that he will develop as he goes along.
So they were sent in, as we said off the top. The WA pace attack, the return of the wild thing, Lance Morris. How did you see the home side?
Yeah, so Lance was really good early. His pace really worried Victoria's top order. He ended up taking 2 for 52 off his 17 overs or 18 overs. But he also had a couple of extra wickets caught off no balls, including Harris early. So he did tire as the day went on. And as he said, he's a little bit sort of blowing out the cobwebs yesterday. I don't think he's at his absolute best. And that's, again, a benefit of Chandrasinghe batting so long. He's kept WA's, WA out in the field. But what they did was they were just really disciplined. Joel Parris, 22 overs, going at 1.55 runs an over. Hardy bowled really well. Kelly, they're not necessarily household names, but they just play their own conditions really well. So, and the pitch was not nearly as fiery as what we saw last week when Victoria won. So I think that's my only concern with Victoria. I'd like to see the pitch today and tomorrow, once WA have batted on, just to know where we sit in this game. I'm just a little unsure at this stage. I reckon we should have got more than what we've got.
Yeah.
But if we still get 250, we're in the game.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you, actually. What's an acceptable score, do you think? And I know there's an element of crystal ball and guesswork with this stuff until the other side get out there with the pads on. But what would you like to see them get to? If 250 would appear to be a stretch at this rate, but what do you reckon they would be happy with?
Well, bearing in mind Victoria was sent in, I think if we could somehow eke to 250, we're definitely in the game. And we'll have to bat really well in the third innings to be in a situation where, you know, Western Australia might need, you know, 300 in the fourth innings, 250 in the fourth innings. The bonus point situation is an interesting one. It's a really hard formula to explain on the radio. Mm. But if it is a draw, it doesn't mean the home team wins anymore. They go to the bonus point situation. So as it stands at the moment, WA have got 0.7 of a bonus point because they've got 7 wickets inside 100 overs. Victoria, they haven't got a bonus point yet because they only accrue batting bonus points once they get past 200 and before the end of the 100th over. So there's only 10 overs left, and Victoria, at the score they're at the moment, 194, you know, they might only get 0.2 of a bonus point, which would put them behind in the game. So that's the only downside of Chandrasinghe batting so long and not scoring. It means really we have to win. A draw won't be enough for Victoria to get the title.
You never cease to amaze me. How you're across that is absolutely incredible. And how complicating does it sound as well? So there's a bit going on in the background of it. But we'll watch with great interest, Whitey. I love the fact you're across it, even when you're about to tee off at Kingston Heath, when your mind could be elsewhere.
I tell you what, there's no wind today and it's not warm. So really, the course is at my mercy. Anything could happen today.
Record score?
You never know.
Well, you're in that sort of form. You're in that sort of form. Hit them well. Get home and watch the cricket. I know you will, mate. Really appreciate your time this morning.
No problem, Sam. Go Blues.